Meditation is the way. Give up all other words. Anyaha, vachaha, vimunchata. Don't talk, don't read, don't say anything. Meditate, 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 only meditate. This is one thing people are holding on to. Now, what I'm saying, see, be very clear. Meditation is the way. But before meditation is the way, the sentence is correct. See, dhyanathal mattume paramburulai paramudiyum. Meditation is the only way, purely mental activity. It is not physical activity. And meditation is the only way means what? You should be very clear what to meditate on must be very clear. That is what the teaching is for. That is why Shastram and the teacher, you understand the unfoldment of the words of the Shastram with the help of the teacher who knows how to handle the words. Then you understand the Swarupam. So for Shravanam and Mananam, the teacher is helpful. You cannot do Shravanam, you cannot have knowledge of the Swarupam. You will not know what to meditate on, you will not know. But meditate for contemplation, the teacher is not sitting with you. No Shastra is with you, no Shastra words are with you. Understand? The Swarupam understood. How did you understand? Understand, for contemplation you don't require teacher. This is what people say. This is how people they should say. You don't need guru to, you are guru to yourself. Understand, people who say meditation is the only way, you don't need a guru, you don't need a teacher, you are guru to yourself. What is a guru to yourself? What do you mean by the word guru then? Yes, contemplation, you don't require a teacher. Contemplation is your job. You are with yourself. You are with yourself. You are the mind, attention of the mind being focused on the Swarupam of the Atma, Swarupam of, understand, Swarupam of the, so you are Swarupam, I just say Swarupam, Jnanam. You are contemplation, for which you don't need anything else. You don't need teacher there. But to know what is the Swarupam? How to be with Swarupam? You should have done Shravanam and Mananam, for which you require Shastram and teacher. Yes, meditation is the way. Give up everything else. Give up everything else. Meditation is the way. For happiness, for the everlasting happiness, for moksha, for fullness, which really, no, all your problems, meditation is the way. Meditation upon Swarupam is the way. But to know the Swarupam, you need teacher in the Shastra. But for meditation, how should the mind be? You need to know that. What is to meditate on? For the meditation to be the meditation, to be 100% effective, okay, don't say meditation is useless also. It only releases me from stress for some time. That is not our aim. For stress, not to free yourself from stress, you want to meditate means you can do anything to free yourself from stress. But here, if it is moksha is the end, moksha is the purushartha, happiness is the end, for which the mind has to abide in its swarupam, which is Brahman, which is happiness. Brahman and happiness are not two different things. Okay, your swarupam and Brahman are not two different things. Your swarupam is Brahman and Brahman is happiness. Your Swarupam is happiness, in fact, which is Brahman. But for that, what the Swarupam, what is the Swarupam, how Brahman is, how Brahman is, Brahman is the word used to imply reality, absolute reality. How the reality is, what is the swarupam? To know that you need Shastram and the teacher. You need Shastram, and to understand Shastram you need the help of the teacher. Only Sahayam. He doesn't come and sit with you and make you meditate. But for the meditation, how should be the mind to tell you also you need Shastram? How the arrow should be straight and not be blunt, etc. Mind must be pure, mind must be steady, for which how you should live a life, Shastram teaches. That's why it's yoga, we say Bhagavad Gita is yoga, Shastram and Moksha Shastram, Brahma Vidya. For Brahma Vidya, we need what? Contemplate upon Swarupam, which is Brahman. To gain knowledge of Brahman, which is moksha, knowledge of Brahman itself is moksha. To attain moksha, which is the knowledge of Brahman itself, and for which you need to know the swarupam. Brahman is the very swarupam. Jnanam Brahma, it is the swarupam, your swarupam. For which you need teacher, and you need shastra, because your mind must be how? Pure and steady. For that you need to, this is the way you have to live. To become healthy. This is the way of life Shastram teaches. Swamiji always says it's a royal path laid in front of you. Chakkani Raja Margamo, he says. Swamiji is quotes from Mama Tyagaraja's things. This is the way you have to live. And this what is you to know? This is the swarupam. Shastra, you need Shastra. Understand where people go wrong?
So, Swami, in this bow, arrow, and the the who is the person who is pulling the string? Is the guru?
No, not
who's
the
helping?
It's all yourself. You only understand. See, this is Shastra listening. Listening to the Shastram. Listening to the Shastram will help you understand everything.
The
Shastra understanding itself, the way of life, why I should live this way, why should I live a life of Dharma, how I have to accommodate, how I have to be like this, understand? Why I need to live a life of values, why I need Antakarna Shuddhi, how I need to have, tranquil mind, how my mind becomes steady, how it is natural for the mind to be distracted and to be agitated, how my mental state is important, and how, the puja, etc. helps me to be steady mentally. Guru doesn't do anything. Listen to the teacher, that's all. Listening to the Shastra classes will help you understand everything you need. I tell you, Guru does not do anything. Guru doesn't make you do anything. Listen and listen and listen and listen. The teaching enhances your clarity. All that you need, you understand. Things fall in that place. We say no. Shastra listening, systematic listening will help you understand. See how moksha is the end, jnanam is the means for which how the mind should be, how what is to meditate on, what is meditation, for meditation, how the mind should be, to have that mind, how one should live, how other pursuits are important, how they should not be ignored, but in pursuing them, how one should pursue. What is the role of worship? What is the role of prayer? What is the concept of Ishara? How my relationship with other people around, society around, how I'm a contributor to the society, not only the consumer, how I live in tune with the order, how I maintain my relationship with my fellow beings, how I live with my other beings, other beings also, how I treat other beings, how I relate to other beings, how my very existence here. The whole thing becomes very clear in listening. Understand? And you know, as your understanding enhances, as the clarity enhances, listening, then you know what is withdrawing, what is placing, what is focusing, what is living a life of dharma. Just, that is why for us, guru is everything. Mata, pita, guru, devam. Mother brings me into exist to this life, and father is a spawn for me coming into existence. Mother has to show me the father. And the teacher, no, is more than mother and father. No way. Mother and father, no, they take care of my physical growth. Also, my guru takes care of my complete growth of my mind. No, the mind, in the mind, discovering its own sarupam is the highest discovery. Doesn't matter how many other discoveries the mind does and contributes for the technological development of the universe, how makes life more comfortable and all. That's a different thing. It is part of the, okay, there's a part thing. Is it clear? And a systematic listening is very important. That's why I'm saying, when you study Upanishad, you understand a little bit.